Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. It has been a little bit of time since we have joined each other. I have not watched television in quite some time, and I turn it on and it seems that things have gotten a bit out of hand. There appears to be more despair in the world than I have witnessed in my lifetime. From all over the world, people are at each other. It is a funny thing, this despair. When we look throughout history, we can easily see that none of the tyrants that killed so many millions of people over time, none of them have survived. Tyranny never wins. Nonetheless, we despair. But I do wonder, is it something that we are born with? Is it not just a part of the human condition to feel things so deeply? But what worries me more is not that we feel things deeply, everyone is on a spectrum, you know. There is not hot and cold. There is not up and down. These are extremes. There is not fast and slow. Those are the way they occur to us in our limited viewpoint. We would ask, well, how hot? How cold? You can look on a thermometer and you see the words, maybe, but what you see before that would be numbers. This gives you the reality of the actual temperature, not an idea. How fast? How slow? So when we look at our emotions, are they not the most joyous joys and the deepest despairs as well? Do they not go hand in hand? There are some people whose thermometer only goes a little bit cool and a little bit warm. And there are others who go extreme cold, extreme hot. It is okay. I would ask, what is in your nature? What worries me is not that we have despair. For if you look to understand it, what is behind it to begin with? Does it not disappear? Does it last forever? Does joy last forever? Of course not. These are temporary. In that they are temporary. We should consider that these things are not real. Don't get me wrong, they are real to us in the moment of time, in our mind and in our experience. But they are not real. And we could just jump right to, well, if it is not real, then why should I bother despairing? And you would be right. That would be exactly right. There is no point. Nonetheless, both I and you will find ourselves doing it time and again. Until we don't. No. What the worry is not that we despair, but that we try to cover it up. We try to cover it up in so many ways to ourselves. How do we do it? Do we post another, what do you call it, selfie on Insta? Do we go through YouTube channels looking for distractions? How do you do it? What type of entertainment do we seek? Why are we seeking entertainment? I mean, really, come on now. We have been given an incredible gift. It is life itself, no? We can see the most beautiful sunset with our beloved. Taste the most wonderful foods from almost anywhere in the world. We can feel our body going through space. Just open your hand and look at your fingers. Make a fist. Open your hand. Look at that. It is quite incredible, really. Look at the back of your hand. Look at all of the little wrinkles. There are bones, blood flowing. Just like any other animal, you have many of these qualities. Life itself is in you, not apart from you. No, what worries me is on a global scale, it seems our despair has gone from being an opportunity to live and connect with each other into avoiding each other, warring with each other, or hiding in entertainment of some sort. Perhaps we have invented these technologies with the best of intentions to connect with each other in beautiful ways. And it can also do this. But perhaps in our despair and in covering it up, we've gone too far. Perhaps we are now using the technology in the wrong way. I'd like you to please consider, how is it that you are using it? Is it for entertainment? Are you in despair? Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, it's okay. It does not bother me. I like to be wrong. But look for where I may be right also. Where in your life are you avoiding confronting whatever despair there is? And why are you doing it? What do you gain from it? But more important, what do you lose? I can tell you from my own inquiry that when I experience despair, it is because I am no longer clear at that moment that I am living a life of purpose, a meaningful life. I am living a life where I am momentarily, at the very least, going along with it all, following along like a good little boy, do we not do that? Yes, it is a lot of work to remain aware. There is a quote that I would like to share, and it is about despair. I have had to experience so much stupidity, so many vices, so much error, so much nausea, disillusionment, sorrow, just in order to become a child again and begin anew. I had to experience despair. I had to sink to the greatest mental depths, to thoughts of suicide, in order to experience grace. This is by Hermann Hesse, the author of Siddhartha. learn what your despair is, learn all of the different wrong pathways that lead you to your particular type of despair. Know it. Spend time with it. It is bitter. But without some cold, there is no hot. Thank you for joining me again on awareness.padmedic.com.